وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
اعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at justice from the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi as-salam. Justice is a needed concept for humanity, is a needed concept to be applied in a society. And one of the main elements of justice is the fact that people need to have their freedom. We said in a previous episode that Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi as-salam believed firmly that people need to be free. Freedom is the result of the mutual relations, sentiments, and inclinations of the people. It has a close relationship with a few things which exercise a great influence on it. Now, reason and experience prove that this concept, and it has been confirmed by the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, that the members of society are interrelated with one another. So when we speak about the concept of freedom, obviously if I'm by my own, I'm free to do wherever I want. But when I am in a society, then my freedom takes a different shape. So me and you, living together, we have an interrelated interests when it comes to dealing with one another, because we are a society nevertheless. This interrelationship of theirs is on account of personal interests as well as national interests. So when I am interrelated to you, sometimes I have personal interests that I want from you. So you could be a doctor, I could be a baker. I take from you, you give to me. So we exercise a freedom of right between us. And also, this interrelationship also has to serve the public order. It has to serve the national interest. It was the policy of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam to reform these relations and ties so that every person might lead his life in a better way. So it was not left to people to do as they like, to say, I am free, therefore I can do as I wish. No, because obviously there are limitations when it comes to freedom. My freedom stops when it becomes a violation of the rights of others. So Amir al-Mu'mineen wanted to mend, reform these relationships. He wanted to connect and reconnect this relationship once again based on the fact that people are doing the correct and right thing. He provided opportunities to the people to utilize their freedom in the best possible manner and to discharge by means of this freedom the responsibilities which is not possible to discharge without it. So you can see there's a lot at play that Amir al-Mu'min had to reform when it came to freedom and the freedom of people. Now, before we continue, let us take a short break and we will come back right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. In the first instant, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salamullah made the people realize that to establish truth and destroy falsehood and establish freedom of people, that this would not happen if people themselves do not take it as their own responsibility. It is not the responsibility of the ruler to come and enforce things on them. It is not the responsibility of the government to force people to be righteous, to be good doers, to go and establish the truth and destroy falsehood. Rather, it is the responsibility of the individuals, the responsibility of the subjects themselves, the citizens. It is mine and yours. We have to establish it. And Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi wanted that people should get hold of their freedom first to ensure and to make sure they can apply such concept of truth and to avoid and stay away from falsehood. So they should get hold of their freedom, should not be subservient to the orders of the upper class, and should neither betray the society nor be cruel to themselves. So we have a lot of things at play here when it comes in terms of establishing freedom of the people so they could carry out their responsibilities. Throughout his life, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, and even before he attained the Khilafah, the Caliphates and the power and rulership, as well as thereafter, he explained to the people that they must discharge their duty to establish right and destroy falsehood. So he constantly preached and taught people that it is their own responsibility to establish truth and justice between themselves, first and foremost, and then towards their leaders and towards their governors or what have you. It is the responsibility of the people themselves that they need to learn and educate themselves. So you can see Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi, whether in his sermons or in his sayings or in his conduct, he constantly was trying to explain to the people, educate the people, that they must themselves take hold of their own freedom in order to establish these notions, these concepts. When there are rulers and leaders and governors into play who are oppressing people, Amir al-Mu'mineen used to command them, he used to tell them, you should rise up. You should exercise your right. But because people's freedom was taken away from them, there was only little they could do. Having said that, Amir al-Mu'mineen did not see that as an excuse for people to remain silent and to let their rights go away. So he wanted to enforce that the fact that people need to have the freedom in order for them to establish truth and fight falsehood. We'll leave it here and we will continue in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله 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 اللهم